Blog Talk Radio.
It's another beautiful day on Brown Sugar Radio. Get ready to ignite a passion and purpose of overflow. Cherish the value of being you and nurture your soul. Handle your business like a boss and take full control. I invite you to engage upon a journey of greatness and use the gifts within that God has made. This is the time to win and not to lose. So sit back, relax, and take off the blues. Get ready for another exciting segment here on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's Brown Sugar Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. We're back at it again, ladies and gentlemen. It's the hottest urban show here on the internet, Brown Sugar Radio, with your show host, Kim Bullock Hennick. Really, really just blessed and fortunate to see another terrific Tuesday here in the year of 2021. And we have a fantastic guest. I can't wait to tell you more about our special guest for the evening. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to please make sure that you get your pens and paper and learn, because we have a lot we're going to talk about tonight. This brother here is doing his thing out here in the Vegas Valley. Not only does he own and is the founder of Black Technology, but he's also been voted best tacos and tamales in Las Vegas. I need y'all to put your hands together and show my brother some love. Mr. Kenny Black, welcome to Brown Sugar Radio.
What up? I'm doing fine. Yes. How are you? I am highly blessed.
Oh, that's right. I just have admired you for so many years. You have been the man with the plan, and that's why I said the Vegas man with the plan is your show topic, because you've always been so innovative. You've always been on the move, doing some great things here, making some major statements, and then you got to tell us about your story on Wall Street, all these amazing things that have been happening. Look, in the midst of a pandemic, on top of all this. So tell us, first of all, how did you end up here in Las Vegas, and you know your mission here in the Vegas Valley?
Actually, I was raised here in Vegas, and I actually went to Valley High School. My mother is evangelist Wallene Carter, and she passed away about maybe 2.5 years ago, and my sister. So I got deep family here in Vegas, but I went out to California, and I went to school in California. I went to SC for a couple of semesters. Then I went to Cal State Northridge. And in that time, I met the lady who created streaming, a black lady named Drina, who created streaming. So you got to remember, I met her at 16, and she taught me everything about fiber optics, Wi-Fi, transmissions. So I knew when Tower Records was going out of business. I knew when CDs were going out of business. So I knew all that stuff maybe when I was 18. You know, so I stayed away for about 25, 30 years, and I came back to Vegas about 10 years ago. And before I came back to Vegas, I went on Wall Street. And what I did was I was doing concerts in Los Angeles with a friend of mine named Darius Feller with DF Enterprises, and we were doing huge concerts, and I got tired of, you know, if I wanted to go get Redman or Method Man, I had to go through all of the manager, I had to go through the brothers, the sisters, whoever was the people in charge back in the days, and I got tired of that because I was spending $300 or $400 just paying the gatekeepers. Is that what they called it? You know, so what I did was created a software where every artist, actor, and celebrity can talk to their fan base for a dollar amount, face-to-face, Skype-to-Skype, mobile-to-mobile. Now, what I did was get some investors, and we got on Wall Street. Cost me about $100,000 to get on Wall Street. And what happened was the craziest thing in America. You know, Wall Street ain't for a black man. That's a white man's monopoly. We will get put in jail if you play that white man's game. No black man in the world should play that white man's game. That's worse than Donald Trump. And I'm saying big words because I experienced it. If I would have took money out of an account here in Vegas, I'd have been doing 20 years of a crime that I did not commit. We made about $5.9 billion in 4 days off my software.
Ooh, wait.
And they
Come
took
now,
all
Mr.
the money
Black?
Over to see, yes, ma'am. It's the biggest story in Wall Street history. Now, with that being said, I came back to share this with every black pastor, individual that I could possibly do, but it was no hope. They didn't believe it because Las Vegas is a working state. That's all they want a black man to do is work out here. They don't want a black man to be creative. And that's what powered me, you know, because I've seen all these people and they don't have their own stuff. So what I did came back, and 5 years later, I created the software. So I'm sitting on this software right now. And in the process of me sitting on this software, I ran across a guy named Hosea Messiah. We used to do the Magic Convention. And he gave me the title of having the drug brand in Vegas. And drug stands for Do Right, You Gain Success. And that's a clothing brand that they've branded over 25 years. And what we did was, you know, the government has put the drugs in our areas, in our neighborhoods, and then they take it back by taking us to jail or whatnot. So what they did back east was created a clothing line. You can't take that. And they made so much money off selling a drug brand because of the acronyms and the things that they were doing. It became a hit. Now, I'm bringing that same brand out here to Vegas, but it's a slow market because people don't understand. They just think I'm selling drugs. No, man, that was in the 80s. I don't know one rock dealer, crack dealer in the state of Nevada. I mean, that's so old right now. So, you know, and what I'm doing is I'm helping these young individuals see a way if they can make money without using that system. That's all. That's my whole drive here in Vegas is helping young individuals, and especially our young black men, show them how the business be supposed to be run. You know what I mean? They don't have to use your brain. So, you know,
someone
and
in the chat just
of...
asked how much. Someone in the
Go
chat,
ahead.
Kenny just said, how many billions did he make? They want to know the number again.
$5.9 billion in 4 days. It's the biggest story in Wall Street history.
Mm-hmm.
And they got away with all. My investors did 4 years in prison, and they all walked away with $5.9 billion. Do you think they gave me a billion or a million? No. And I ain't even told the story yet.
Man.
You're the first one I'm telling that story to.
Okay, listen. Okay, I'm all ears.
Yeah, and I have a book
okay.
called Born Lucky. I have a book called Born Lucky, and that book gonna tell it all. It's going to tell it all, and I'm naming names and taking notes.
Okay, look, you said I'm getting it all.
Yeah,
wow.
You get the whole story.
We're going to get it live. We're getting exclusive on Brown
man,
the radio tonight. I told y'all to get your pens ready. Didn't I tell you? We wasn't playing tonight.
and let me ask you a question. Have you heard of the Harrison House?
I have. I've heard of it. I don't know too much about it, but that name sounds very familiar. I want you to elaborate more on that for us.
Let me tell you what the Harrison House, because I'm raised here in Vegas and I had no idea. The Harrison House is on F and Adams. It was the only place that the black music artists like Sammy Davis Jr. can stay at when they performed in Vegas. It was the only house that they had to go perform on the strip with the Rat Pack, and then Sammy Davis Jr. had to make it to the west side and stay in this house. So we are rebuilding that house, and that's where the Black Taco stands. So you can come in there and get a tour. And it's educational because a lot of people in Las Vegas and Nevada don't even know their history. They have no clue about Las Vegas and why they didn't want us to the strip. They still don't want us on the strip. What black performer's on the strip right now?
Mm.
They got crickets.
Jeez.
Crickets.
You see?
It's
I'm
not
like,
one.
Wow, other than Michael Jackson, and that's a hologram.
That's a hologram. And then when they did try to bring a black thing, remember Smokey Robinson came and he had the black group, but they was all white. You had all white people singing Motown. How did we let them get away with that? Mm. How did we let them get away with
that? So what do you think would be the change for that? If there's a fix, what would be the answer?
Get together. Black people, and I don't know about any other race, but our people need to trust one another. Because that's our whole problem, is our black race don't trust one another. We don't trust another race besides trusting ourselves. We don't trust ourselves.
Oh, wow.
I've been in meetings with millionaires saying, hey, Kenny, we're going to give it to you, but we don't trust you guys because you guys don't trust yourself. And I look at them, I want to punch them in their face. But it's the truth.
Mm.
It is the truth. You know, so all I can do is tell people my story and share this among the young individuals, and the tacos was actually a mistake.
Before we get into the black tacos, let's talk about black technology. How did that all come about in regard to, and I know you got a modeling agency and everything. I mean, listen. This
black
is a man. Like, you gotta say a jack of all trades.
Do you guys remember the sign spinners that were here in Vegas? Those guys that stand on the street corner flipping those signs. Hello?
Okay. Yep, I remember.
That was my company.
Yeah, and they would flip the signs and dance with the signs.
Exactly. I had 600 kids working in the state of Nevada at the age of
11.
Now. And it went very well. You know, it went so well that, you know, I started doing the entertainment, and that's where I drew the line because they was beating me out of a lot of money. You know what I mean? When I was setting the whole thing up for these sign spinners to go to, we actually did the first BET award show in Atlanta with Snoop and all of that. So, but that's black technology is. I'm trying to inform everybody in the state of Nevada, my hometown, about the technology. We're so far behind. We're so far behind and people don't even understand, and it's because we have too many older people that don't want to get trained by anybody, and they're relying on their kids to do the thing, and the kids don't have time because their kids have a different point of view than their parents. So, you know, it's a big gap
different generation.
Yeah. It's a whole, you know, half of Las Vegas, and I'm just talking about the urban community. They do not know how to use a cell phone. So that's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
That is terrible. And that's the only communications. So we need to educate ourselves on just that alone, you know, just how to use the cell phone. And I think that if we did that, education and togetherness, we can win. We can really win as a unit, as some black people pulling together. We can really, really win. And I've seen that from building black tacos, you know?
Absolutely. I agree with that. And the wonderful thing I would say about this pandemic is I would think that that is what would have brought us closer together, because all we have, you know, is one another at this point in time. You know, and there's so much going on in the world, we don't have time to sit here and beef and pull one another down and go through all this drama. It's time for us to love and love harder. It's time for us to unite and unite harder. Yeah.
Do you know if we as a black people stop for 2 days and don't do nothing, the world will collapse?
Yeah.
The whole world would collapse if we stopped. Didn't buy anything for 2 days, the whole world would collapse. Because we're the biggest money spenders in the world. And I want to tell our black people, they're mocking us. We're not mocking them. Everything in the world is relating to us, black people. They're not doing nothing without us. They can't even. It looks funny to have a football team full of other races. and no black people. Mm-hmm. Just think about it. They need so us to move.
So when the Black Lives mm-hmm. Movement takes place this year, how did you feel about that? And did you believe it's going to make prominence?
That was no Black Lives Movement. That was something else. That wasn't us. That wasn't
what
us.
Do you feel
that was political. Yeah, that was very political.
Do you believe that it's made any progress or changes?
Not at all. Not at all.
Okay. And show me your views on that, why you believe that.
Yeah, I don't believe it because we wasn't even in charge of that. We didn't nobody benefit from that. Any black organizations benefit from Black Lives Matter? If they did, Vegas didn't. So what did it really do? But bring somebody else some monies with T-shirts and stuff like that? We wasn't part of that. So how did Black Lives Matter? That was a gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
We wasn't even the ones at the White House. Look at that. Look
yeah,
at that.
Yeah, that was
so. It was a big problem. That's what America is made up on business.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And Trump, that's all he did was let everybody know this is still a business. So
mm-hmm.
all we need to do is get our business on, get smarter.
Wow.
Get smarter. And I love my race.
Now
I love every black person in America.
Oh,
I love
beautiful.
My race. And
yes.
I don't think
embrace
people
the
love their race. Yeah, I love
I tell people
I,
that
I love,
all the time, you know. I
it ain't nothing
my
a black man
I love
can
my
do.
People. I don't hate any other race, but what I will say is that I definitely embrace, you know, and I love our culture and I love what we stand for, you know. And I think any individual should do that about their own race, right? Just really be an advocate for what you believe in, where you come from, learn more about your history, your ancestors. All these things are really important because it's going to help define you and make you the individual who you are today. So you can truly love yourself and love your roots. Go so deep within yourself.
That's deep. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, you got to go deep, honey, in the roots. So we only have a few minutes left here, Kenny. I want to talk about Black Taco. How did that come about? You said it was a mistake. Let us know the story.
It was a mistake. I was working with a fundraiser, a Second Chance for Wings over in North Las Vegas. I had been working BJ Rice, and I just decided to do a taco fundraiser. And I put the tent right in front of the store. And for 2 days, these little kids from off the bus, they must have ragged on me. But 2 days, one little kid looked like Puffy. You know, he had a little money. I don't know where he get his money from, but he had a little crew. And he would cuss me out every day. Man, you need to sell some watermelon and barbecue, black man, every
well,
day. So every day these kids, because they've never seen a black man sell tacos. So what I did, I gave every one of them kids a taco except that kid that would work with all the money. And he said, well, I ain't getting no taco. And I said, your backpack is ugly. So all them kids started laughing at him because he was the big bully of the little bunch. Had the money. Guess what now? Them same kids work for me. Them same kids work for me. I paid them $10 an hour to work at the taco cart. Them same kids. And that let me know that there is love and they just need some direction. So all the black men in there, if you got kids out there, give them a little direction, man. Even though you might have problems with the mother's baby, but the men, babies, need their fathers. Y'all need to step up. And women, let these kids go see their fathers, especially the men, because they're being raised wrong. Straight up.
Mm,
a woman
mm-hmm,
cannot
mm-hmm.
teach a little boy how to piss.
Can't. Right. You can't be how to be a man. Yeah.
We can't. So, you know, that's our biggest problem now in our community, I think, is having all these kids and they don't have no daddy, or they have a daddy and something happened, or the mama is, you know, it's crazy. It's crazy. We should unite with these kids, man, because our kids is our future, man. It's looking crazy right now because these kids ain't giving a damn about life. Because look what we as adults have done to these kids.
They have to
you
have
know?
A mentor. They have to have somebody
that
cares and invests the time in them, absolutely, to make a difference.
And any kid out there, I love you. Come to me. I will get you anything that I can, anything in my power. You know, so the Harrison House is open for anything. We even helping people get their business started over at the Harrison House. So, you know, everybody in Vegas, come by the Harrison House and support something that We really, really need. We really, really need that
motivation. I love that. You know? I love it. And so this isn't only for the youth. It's for all ages, the Harrison House, helping them to get their businesses on track and just really doing some great things in the community.
Yes, ma'am. And
I love it.
Let me tell you what we've done so you can have a heads up. We created, called Soul City Wi-Fi. We're creating free Wi-Fi, the only black Wi-Fi company in Nevada, and we already started it. It's called Soul City Wi-Fi. And we're giving everybody free Wi-Fi in the state of Nevada or in Las Vegas. We started in Las Vegas, and we are running. So it's coming to the area real soon. We're just having little problems, but we're coming everywhere in Las Vegas, and it's a black-owned Wi-Fi company. So
love it. Love it. All right. Definitely. I would love that. Yeah.
So
I want to try something different. As a Wi-Fi guy now, I'm like, okay, I need something different.
Yeah, and it ain't Cox. We ain't using Cox. I mean, Cox. Cox.
I wasn't trying to name drop, but listen, although I need something now. Okay. But do you have any specials going with Black Tacos or anything for Valentine's Day? What's on the agenda?
You know what? If people come up, I do 10 for 10, 20 for 20, because tacos is like $1.50 a piece and $2 for seafood seafood. So, you know, if anybody comes until Valentine's Day, I'll give it to them for a dollar. So the 50 cent in
all. Okay.
And that's what we started off because we $1 tacos because it's for the hood. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And what's good in the hood is not always good for the wood. You know?
Look at that. All right. Cool. Look at that. Yes, I love it, love it. And thank you so much for coming on to Brown Sugar Radio. Do you have any, as far as like your website, social media, where can they follow you at and learn more information about you and Black Tacos?
Oh, and let me, I have to make one more statement. We have a company called Muscadine Grapes. And the Muscadine Grapes, everybody must look that up because it stops everything that they have created.
Mm.
And when I say that, that virus is, I can't say it on the air, but you look at the Muscadine Grape. Everybody in the world, look at the Muscadine Grape because you might use that instead of getting that shot.
Muscadine Grape.
A Muscadine Grape. And if you get lost with this, .net.
Okay. All right, so I
and
hope
Black
y'all got
Taco, I do have a menu, and the menu is blacktacos.com. Black is spelled B-L-A-Q-U-E.
Yes, that sounds so good. I can't wait to come down there. I'm telling you, I'm going to be first in line coming to get my taco and my tamale. So I'm going to make sure I come out there. I most definitely want to get my taco and my tamale. And it is funny because, you know, most people that do open up that are of color, you would think they're going to open up a soul food restaurant. You said you're going to go for the taco.
Yeah, man. Who's making all the money right now? You tell me. Who's making all the money?
Taco.
You can't call me Kenny Rita.
I'm done with you. I'm so done with you.
Look, am I the only black taco spot in Las Vegas?
Because most of, like I said, black owned their soul food restaurants.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that.
You know,
I didn't even know.
Next you're going to open a Chinese restaurant, probably, huh? In Greece.
No, look, I ain't going to do all that, man. You know.
You said, look, sis, I'm barely keeping up with the taco.
Man.
Oh, well, we're going to come through and show you some love. Ladies and gentlemen, please make sure you support Black Tacos. Let us know the address, Kenny, where you're located at.
It's 1001. Yeah, it's 1001 F Street. I'm inside the Harrison House.
Okay. The same location where you're helping people to start their business.
Yes. and we help people start their business. We do like a counseling service and kind of help everybody that's trying to get started with their networking or the marketing or whatnot.
Okay. Well, I will be out there probably Friday. Friday, my schedule is clear a little bit. I want to come out there. Yes, I'm going to make sure I'm going to taste test it. I will let everybody know on Brown Sugar Radio next Tuesday what time it is. I'm going to say, listen,
look,
this is the real
look,
day.
I'm going to have a special plate for you.
There you go. There you go. I'm going to make sure I come through this Friday. So,
okay,
well,
sounds
I appreciated
good.
You. Did you have any other things that you have, any special events that you'd like to share with us tonight?
Actually, we're doing the tours. It's called the Pioneer Trail, and what that is all the black historical places in Las Vegas. We're taking people on tours in there, and then we're going to eat at one of the restaurants on the tour. So if you part of that network, we'll send 10 to 15 people to your spot maybe every week to patronize your business along the Pioneer Trail. And it's like Lorenzi Park, Binion's, the Harrison House, Downtown Tavern, that type of stuff. So we take the people on the tour.
How much
we just
are
got our tour bus.
The tours? Kidding.
The tours, probably about $25, $25-$30.
And
that's worth it because that's including dinner, tacos, or at the location where we stop.
And so what days of the week do you normally have the tours on? I should get me and my kids together to do that.
Tours, we go every day from 11 to 5. Every day, you just got to set up
your
tour.
At the Harrison House is where I would go?
Mm-hmm. Or just call us. You can call me and we'll set up the tour and
okay.
We'll tell you guys where we'll meet. And right now, since it's the corona stuff, we only can have 6 people on that tour.
Okay.
At a time.
Okay, so perfect. Okay, yeah, definitely. I'm going to connect with you after the show so that the kids and I can come through. Yes, and I want to make sure I try out the tacos. So, well, it has been
a
pleasure having you. I'm so proud of you, my brother. You know I'm always rooting for you. So continue keep shining in the Vegas Valley. And I love what you're doing for the community and just continuing to unite us as brothers and sisters. So you be blessed, and you know you're always welcome back, Kenny.
And thank you so much for inviting me. And you keep doing your thing, too, all right?
I appreciate it. All right, Kenny, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so that's it. And I want to say thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio. We'll be back next Tuesday. I got another special guest, and that will be our 8th show for season 1. And then we'll be back at it again in about 7 or 8 weeks. I don't know yet how long I'm going to be gone, but y'all know how it is. I'm going to take a sabbatical, then come back again even bigger and better. You heard? All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where empowerment is extraordinary. Have a fantastic day.